As this flag was lowered, it marked the end of an empire that had seemed invincible. 20 years ago, a small crowd watched from Red Square as the flag of the Soviet Union was removed from the Kremlin and replaced with Russia's own colours. On that cold night, these people shared their feelings of nervous optimism with CNN. I hope we will be given freedom, this man says. I want to hope it's all going to be better, says this woman. But will it be? That's the question.
I hereby discontinue my activities at the post of President of the USSR.
Inside the Kremlin, Mikhail Gorbachev spoke about the free society he thought he was leaving behind as he announced his resignation.
A breakthrough has been effected on the road of democratic change. Free elections have become a reality. Free press, freedom of worship, representative legislatures, and a multi-party system have all become reality.
But 2 decades later, that same list of political freedoms is being fought for again. So what went wrong? It's a question that haunts Boris Dubrovin. He remembers rallying for greater political rights in the 1980s. By the time the USSR broke up, he thought the fight had been won. Back then, we couldn't imagine that we would see this lawlessness and corruption come to power, he says. People in this crowd agree that when Gorbachev declared democracy to be the new standard, he was right. And they say it largely stayed that way through the 90s. But then something changed.
In Russia over the past 10 years, we had problems about public expression. We had problems about press freedom. We had problems with political rights and the freedom of assembly.
I think somehow we, society, traded our liberties for prosperous life, for comfort, for better quality of life. That was a mistake.
If the Russian people thought it was a mistake, most put up with it until just a few months ago. Two events are credited with sparking this renewed civil rage. First, Prime Minister Vladimir Putin announced his intention to swap out Dmitry Medvedev and return to the presidency next year. Then came widespread allegations of cheating by Putin's own party in recent parliamentary elections.
Once people realized that the authorities were not even pretending that they mattered, that their opinion mattered, they actually woke up and they became ready to come to the streets and protest.
The strength of this reaction surprises even those who are a part of it. And they believe it's surprising the country's leaders too. And that makes them more hopeful about their future than they were just a month ago. I can't express how happy I am, Boris Dubrovin says. I'm so happy about what's happening now.
The last Soviet president may have been premature in declaring the society free and democratic, but because of recent events in this country, the feeling among many of the people here is that achieving that goal is now closer than it ever has been before. Phil Black, CNN, Moscow.